commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Today I'm announcing that my household is no longer a recycling household. I made the decision yesterday afternoon when, again, my recyclables were not picked up. Instead, they sat in the snow till I got home, where I suppose I'm supposed to take them back into my house, let the snow melt on my floor, and then put them back on the curb 2 weeks from now to see if they're taken away. Actually, I'm not playing this game anymore. I'm throwing it all out, and I've complained about this before. I'm almost certain that I'm doing something wrong. It could be that I don't have a regular green and white recycling bin. The person who lived here before me must have taken it, and City Hall wants me to pay $10 for it. Now, I'm not going to pay for the privilege of recycling. So I went to Walmart about a year ago and bought a similar-looking green tub for $3.99. And so there'd be no confusion, I wrote recycling on the side of it. So it is entirely possible that my non-standard recycling bin is the problem. But it still gets emptied half the time, and the other half it gets left behind. The most common recyclable that comes out of my home are the 2-liter soda bottles and single-serving water bottles. Maybe I'm prepping them wrong. I rinse them out, I remove the caps, and I put them in my bin. Yet there they sit, rejected by the mysterious overlords of recyclables. They'll now go straight to the landfill. I'm sure a lot of people will tell me how environmentally unfriendly I'm being, and you're right. But the truth is, recycling is a minor inconvenience, and now it is crossing the line to become an annoyance. I know the counterpoint. The city loses state aid when recycling volume goes down. My pop bottles will sit in the landfill for decades before they decompose, and surely we want to protect Mother Earth for my children and grandchildren. All of that is true. But if recycling is so critically important, why can't the city and its recycling contractor meet a willing participant halfway? Could they at least tell me what's not right? Or better yet, haul it away as is and sort it somewhere else? No, apparently they can't. So I won't. Yesterday, while I was writing this commentary, the snow was melting off my used plastic bottles. There's now a small puddle on my kitchen floor. I'm going to mop it up, and then I'm going to throw them out. The ins and outs of recycling, for me, will remain an unsolved conundrum.